Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun. My name is Bob, and I'm reading from a devotional book today put out by the Voice of the Martyrs. It's called Extreme Devotion. This book catalogs the struggles of God's people over past years. Today we're visiting Hussein in old Iran. Christ dramatically changed the life of Hussein, a former Muslim in Iran. He had once been a drug addict with thoughts of suicide. But after becoming an on-fire believer in Christ, he quit his job to pursue full-time ministry in the underground church. He was assigned to shadow a Christian couple in their ministry work as he learned and grew in his calling. At one of the first houses he and the Christian couple visited, a young woman in the home began to weep as soon as she saw the three Christians standing outside her door. Confused by her response, the Christians wondered if she'd just suffered some great tragedy or if they had offended her in some way. And then, through tears, she explained. She had wanted to see Jesus in her dreams, and just that week she finally had a dream in which appeared to her Christ. In the dream, Christ led her to a table and invited her to sit down with three people already sitting at the table. And now, only hours later, those same three people, whom she had never met before, were knocking on her door. She invited them in, and before they left, she had committed her heart and life to following Jesus. Hussein had been confident that God had called him into ministry work, and by the time he left that young woman's house, God's amazing work had obliterated any remaining shred of doubt in his mind. Hussein never again questioned God's plan for his life, even when he was arrested and imprisoned for his faith. Hebrews 10:23 says, "Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful." Sometimes God makes his will so plain, it's as if he's written in neon across the sky. Other times we see in a mirror dimly, as Paul wrote to the Corinthian church. V. Raymond Edmond, former president of Wheaton College, advised students to never doubt in the dark what God told you in the light. Hussein saw clearly God's call on his life, confirmed in neon by the girl's dream. He hung on to that clarity and remained faithful to Christ, even in police stations, prison cells, and Iranian courtrooms. What truths has God revealed to you that you need to hold on to more tightly today? If you'd like your own copy of Extreme Devotion, and it's not free, just email Voice of the Martyrs at thevoice@vom.org. That's thevoice@vom.org. This is the Hackberry House of Chosun, and Lord willing, we will talk again real soon. Bye-bye.